your questions answered. The remedy for ignorance is asking questions. Prophet Muhammad. The spirit of inquiry is the hallmark of an open society, and the above saying of the Prophet aptly illustrates this principle. A culture of curiosity and open-mindedness will foster development in any society by motivating its members to learn enthusiastically and enrich their knowledge. This is because awareness of one's ignorance is half of knowledge, as it becomes a stepping stone to seeking and finding answers. A questioning mind is like a flowing river that is replenished with fresh thoughts and ideas and continues on its journey. What does the Quran tell us about honoring our parents? In the Quran, God says, "We have enjoined man to show kindness to his parents." 29:8. In several other places in the Quran, similar verses appear, strongly emphasizing that a person must treat their parents with the utmost kindness and fulfill all their rights. Even if parents speak harshly to their children, the children should not take their words negatively. Instead, they must not allow their love or service toward them to diminish in any way. They are required to uphold good conduct toward their parents, regardless of how the parents behave. The significance of treating one's parents well is highlighted in a well-known hadith. A man came to the Prophet of Islam and asked, "Who among people is most deserving of my good companionship?" The Prophet said, "Your mother." The man asked, "Then who?" The Prophet said, "Your mother." The man asked again, "Then who?" The Prophet said, "Your mother." The man asked a fourth time, "Then who?" The Prophet said, "Your father." Sahih Muslim. There are many hadith narrations that emphasize the importance of serving one's parents. From these reports, it becomes clear that after God, parents hold the greatest rights over a person. One reason for this is, among all human beings, an individual is most indebted to their parents. For this reason, it becomes a moral responsibility for every person, once they reach adulthood, to serve their parents in every possible way. In their old age, children should care for their parents just as their parents once cared for them in childhood. Another important point is that by serving their parents, a person trains themselves to become someone capable of serving the broader human community. They learn to look at all human beings with compassion, to treat everyone with respect, and to become someone who fulfills the rights of others. How important is the process of reflection in the life of a believer? Abu Sulaiman al-Durrani, d. 215 AH, a notable Sufi scholar of the 3rd century AH, said, "When I leave my house, there is nothing my eyes fall upon except that I see in it a blessing from God upon me, and a lesson for reflection." Tafsir ibn Kathir, Volume 2, page 184, Hassan al-Basri, 21-110 AH, an influential early Islamic scholar, jurist, and hadith expert said, "Reflecting for one moment is better than standing in prayer for the entire night." Hilyat al-Aliyah by Abu Nuaym, Volume 6, p. 271, Sufyan ibn Iyana, 107-198 AH, a prominent hadith scholar and jurist said, "Reflection is a light that enters the heart." He would often recite this verse. When a person possesses the habit of reflection, then in everything there is a lesson for him. Hilyat al-Aliyah by Abu Nuaym, Volume 7, page 306. It is reported in one narration that Prophet Jesus, son of Mary, said, "Blessed is the one whose speech is remembrance of God, whose silence is reflection, and whose gaze is a source of insight." Tariq Dimash by Ibn Asakir, Volume 68, p. 43. The true essence of religion lies in contemplation and reflection. These are not merely outward rituals or routine acts. They are living, conscious processes that arise from a deep awareness of God. This is the practice through which a person develops modesty and comes to appreciate looking upon others with well-wishing. When the reality of God is unveiled to someone, with all its majesty and perfection, a new light dawns in their mind. Their soul is awakened by divine radiance. Such a person is transformed inwardly and outwardly. Whether they speak or remain silent, look or listen, walk or pause, everything becomes filled with divine light. For them, the whole world becomes a banquet of spiritual sustenance spread out by the Lord. This is the kind of person who truly deserves to be called a believer in God. They are the ones whose inner life is rich with remembrance of God and whose outer life is shaped by reflection. They live with presence, humility, and constant awareness of the higher reality. What is righteousness? The Quran repeatedly emphasizes the importance of leading a righteous life and performing good deeds. For example, it states, "Whoever does righteousness, whether male or female, while he is a believer, we will surely cause him to live a good life, and we will surely give them their reward in the hereafter, according to the best of what they used to do." 16:97. Good conduct applies to every area of human life. According to Islamic teachings, a person is expected to live in such a way that all their actions reflect ethical behavior. From personal life at home to interactions in the wider world, none of their actions should fall short of this standard. In this sense, Islam can be understood as a comprehensive guide to ethical living. Its principles are meant to clarify what kind of behavior is appropriate in various situations and what is not. For example, speaking the truth is a virtuous statement, while lying is not. Acting justly is a virtuous action, while oppressing others is not. Love is a virtuous disposition, while hatred is not. Peace is a virtuous condition, while unrest is not. Wishing well for others is a virtuous feeling, while ill will is not. Honesty is a virtuous trait, while dishonesty is not. Fulfilling others' rights is virtuous conduct, while denying those rights is not. Only those deeds are favored by God that are righteous. It is such people who are entitled to receive God's reward. Deeds that are not righteous are either accepted by God nor approved by Him. In this world, only the righteous seed takes root and flourishes. Similarly, only a righteous person experiences true progress in life. For someone whose actions are not righteous, there is neither growth nor success in the world that God has created. Why does Islam give so much importance to humility? One of the key ethical teachings in Islam is humility. The Quran states, "And do not turn your face away from people in arrogance, and do not walk on the earth with pride. Indeed, God does not like anyone who is arrogant and boastful." 31:18-19. A person's value lies not in being proud, but in being modest. Pride does not suit a human being. Humility is what truly fits humanity. A person's strength is not in raising their voice, but in developing calmness and restraint in speech. Arrogant behavior is often a sign of a lack of seriousness. Islamic teachings encourage a deep sense of seriousness and reflection. This is why, when someone sincerely follows the path of Islam, they naturally adopt an attitude of humility. Humility reflects the core of human values, and by extension, it also reflects the core values of Islamic teachings. According to a hadith, the Prophet of Islam said, "Indeed, God has revealed to me that you must adopt humility, so that no one behaves arrogantly towards another, and no one takes pride over another." Sunan Abi Dawud, the Islamic worldview asserts that only God holds true greatness. All human beings are equally subject to this higher authority. When this belief becomes firmly established in a person's mind, it naturally leads to the development of humility. Humility is a vital human quality. In any society where people demonstrate humility, other positive values tend to emerge on their own. A humble person remains aligned with their natural disposition, while someone who lacks humility tends to stray from it. Humility encourages a realistic understanding of oneself and the world. A person without humility often lacks this realism. They may appear human outwardly, but they lose a core part of what it means to live responsibly and ethically. God suffices for anyone who puts his trust in Him. The Quran 65:3.